It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Child care providers will be getting help from the state government. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
In the special legislative session that wrapped up Wednesday, lawmakers approved $45 million in grants to providers that care for young children. The pandemic has already forced 10% of providers out of business. Megan Lochteff directs the Early Childhood Council Leadership Alliance.
If they have to close for 2 weeks because of an outbreak, they still have to pay their teachers, but they may not be able to collect the revenue that they would normally collect.
The bill consists of grants for providers to open up more slots for children, cover higher costs of operation, and create new child care operations. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The legislature passed 10 bills in the special session. Now Governor Polis has to physically put his signature on the paperwork, which will take some special considerations because Polis is recovering from COVID-19.
I will take them out of an envelope in privacy, sign them, put them in an envelope, spray the envelope with Lysol, and then using gloves, give it back to a state trooper. So that's how we're going to get that done.
The head of the state's Republican Party, Congressman Ken Buck, wants his fellow Colorado Republicans to trust the state's election process. He spoke with Republican election officials to answer questions about election security, even while President Donald Trump continues to attack election integrity.
There's really very few things we do in this country that are as important as not only conducting honest elections, but also convincing the public that the elections were honest.
Buck defended Colorado's voting process and did not directly criticize the president. The Royal Gorge Railroad in Canyon City is warning anyone who rode the popular tourist attraction during the third week of November that they might have been exposed to coronavirus. KOAA-TV reports three staff members have tested positive for COVID-19. This is CPR News.